Today we have the privilege of studying the 44th parak of Sefer Yeshayahu, parak Mem Dalet. This chapter contains two distinct sections. The first section, Psukim 1 to 23, continues and repeats several of the themes from the previous chapter. These include the idea of God as creator of Israel, God as reviver of Israel, and the idea of Israel recognizing God as the first and as the last. The emphasis here, however, is on that very idea that God does not have to plead for recognition, but that rather that Israel here will come forward and volunteer recognition of God as its creator, as its reviver, as its redeemer. The results of that recognition by Israel are apparent in the psukim that we will study, especially in psukim 22 and 23, which contains some important themes from the Yom Kippur davening. The continuation of the parak, psukim 24 and following, deal with the idea of God as reverser of nature, and as part of this reversal of nature, God brings Koresh. And here, for the first time in Sefer Yeshaya, Koresh is mentioned by name. But we will begin with the first unit, psukim 1 to 23. Pasuk 1. Ve'ata shma Yaakov avdi, v'Yisrael bacharti bo. Listen, Yaakov, my servant. Listen, Israel, to whom I have chosen. Ko amar Hashem osecha, v'yotzecha mi beten, ya'azreka. Al tira avdi Yaakov, v'shurun bacharti bo. So the idea, the emphasis here is on God as creator of Israel. As we saw in the previous parak, the idea of God as creator is joined to the idea of God as redeemer of Israel, and here that is merged in the phrase, thus says Hashem, your maker, your creator from before birth, in other words, from the womb, who will support you, I, God, will support you. Do not fear my servant Yaakov, and Yeshurun, whom I chose. This idea of God as choosing Israel from before birth is reminiscent of a theme which is found in many inscriptions of the Mesopotamian kings, who are said to be called for their role from before birth, and who are then told, do not fear. And so here, Yisrael is the new Koresh. Pasuk 3. Ki etzok maim al tzamei, ונוזלים על יבשה, אצוק רוחי על זרעך, וברכתי על צאצאיך. Just as I pour water on the thirsty, just as I pour liquid on the dry land, so too shall I pour my spirit upon your descendants, and my blessing upon those who go forth from you. The idea of God here as reviver of Israel, not only by means of water, which is an idea which we've seen in previous Prakim, God as reviver of the land of Israel, God as reviver of the desert, but God reviving Am Yisrael by means of his special spirit and his bracha. The idea that the spirit of God and his bracha here are compared to water. We've spoken earlier about the idea of Cyrus, who claimed to have revived the cities of Babylonia, which had been, in his view, maltreated by the previous king. Here the idea of God reviving the land, but more importantly reviving Israel by giving it spirit and strength. V'tzamechu b'vein, pasuk dalet, v'tzamechu b'vein chatzir, ka'aravim al yivlei maim. They will grow between the straws like willows on many waters. The idea that the people will grow in such a way that they will be both fruitful and permanent. But the most surprising pasuk here is pasuk 5. Hey, ze yomar l'shem ani v'ze yikra b'shem Yaakov v'ze yichtov yado l'shem u'v'shem Yisrael yichaneh. This pasuk contains parallelism in which the different parts of the pasuk are mirror each other, and it's a sort of parallelism along the structure of A-B-A-B, with the first part and the third part being similar, the second part and the fourth part being similar. The first part, Ze Yomar Lashem Ani, one of the Jews will say, I belong to Hashem. V'ze yikra b'shem Yaakov. And another one will, according to Rashi's interpretation here, glorify himself or take pride in the fact that he is from the among the descendants of Yaakov. Continuing back to the idea of being loyal to God, Ze yichtov yado l'Hashem, one of them will write upon his hand that he is dedicated to God. He is almost a vessel in the temple which is dedicated to God. And continuing the idea of being proud of their of one's Jewish heritage, uv'shem Yisrael yichaneh, and will take to himself the name Yisrael. In other words, will claim himself as a member of the Jewish people. Rashi comments here, uv'shem Yisrael yichaneh, elu hagirim. These are the gerim who call themselves Jews because they haven't joined themselves to the Jewish people. The idea of this pasuk, which makes it distinct and unique in these chapters, is that the people advance the recognition of God. They are not forced to recognize God by force of events, but they come forward with these after these events and say, "We are proud to be loyal to God." The idea of people volunteering loyalty to God is somewhat novel in these prakim. And it leads to Pasuk Vav, which we know from the Rosh Hashanah davening. Ko amar Hashem melech Yisrael v'go'alo Hashem tzvakot, ani rishon v'ani acharon u'bil'adai ein Elokim. This resumes themes from the previous chapter. Thus says Hashem, King of Israel and its Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, and from besides me there is no God. The idea that we've seen before, God as the God of creation and the God of present-day events, the God of both parts of human history, the earlier part and the latter part, unlike the Babylonian gods who are, there's an earlier creator and then a later ruler of history. Here God, the first, is also the last, and besides me there is no God, and that gives me the right to be King of Israel and its Redeemer. Pasuk Zayin. Umichamoni yikra, v'yagideha v'yarcheha li, misumi am olam, v'otiyot v'asher tavona yagidu lamo. Beginning of the pasuk, Michamoni yikra v'yagideha v'yarcheha li. Who is like me who can call out what will happen and speak of it and arrange it for me, my making a nation into an eternal one, and that which is the future, Vautiyot Asher Tavona, the future signs, can anyone tell you? And in other words, there is no one else who can both claim to have been at the initial stage of creation and at the present stage of human events. Pasuk Chet. Al tifchadu v'al tirhu, halo me'az hishmaticha v'igadti v'atem edai, hayesh Eloah mi'baladai, v'ein tzur bal yadati. Don't be scared. Do you not, have I not told you before? Have I not mentioned it, that you are my witnesses? In other words, you yourselves, you and the Jewish people, and the fact that you are the ones whom God created, and the ones whom God now rules, and whose history God now controls, testify to the fact that God is primeval, God who created the world, and is currently in control of the world. The idea of God spanning history is testified to by the Jewish people's existence from the dawn of history till the present day. And so in that sense here, the Jewish people are God's witnesses. The pasuk ends with a rhetorical question, Hayesh Eloah mibaladai, is there any God besides me? Ve'ein tzur bal yadati, there is no rock, no reliable God in whom one can repose one's confidence. Ein tzur, the idea there's no rock, bal yadati, there is no rock that I do not know. Now, this idea of God as the sole creator of history, as I mentioned, is testified to by Jewish history. But it is emphasized in the discussion in the next several verses from Pasuk 10 all the way until Pasuk 17, which describes the process of making an idol. I will go through only some of these verses. I think I will emphasize the beginning and the end and leave you to look at the middle verses on your own. So the Pasuk, this idea of making the idol, begins with a rhetorical question, Mi yatzar elu fesel nasach levilti ho'il? Who is it who creates a god and pours a molten image of an idol in order to do no good? And there's a description here of all the processes that are involved in making the idol, the effort that people go through to do the carving, to choose the correct, best trees, and the process is described backwards, so that we end with the description, so we begin with a description of the car, of the finalizing the form, making the idol into a, making the idol into a god, and we end with the taking of the wood, the cutting down of the tree, and the choosing of the really best tree. And then at the very end, in Pasuk Tetzayin, the Navi launches into a flight of rhetoric in which he laughs at idolaters. Pasuk Tetzayin 16. Chetzio saraf b'moesh, al chetzio basar yochel, yitzlet sali v'yisba, af yachom v'yomar he'ach, chamoti ra'iti ur. Think about this. You take half a tree, chetzio, saraf b'moesh, he burns it in the fire. Al chetzio basar yochel, on that half, he eats his meat. In other words, how does he do that? He cooks his meat, yitzlet sali v'yisba, he roasts his meat on that half of the tree, and he eats and is full. Or af yachom v'yomar he'ach hamoti ra'iti ur, or he burns it in his fireplace and gets himself warm. Yachom, he becomes warm v'yomar he'ach, and he says hooray. And there's a play here on the word ach meaning fireplace. Chamoti, I am warm. Ra'iti ur, I have seen light. I have seen fire. So that's what half of it he burns for the sake of food or warmth. Pasuk Yud Zayin 17, Usheirito, the rest of it, La'el Asa, Lefislo, the rest of it he makes into a god, into his statue, Yizgodlo, V'yishtacho, V'yitpalelila, V'yomar, Hatzileni, Ki'eli Ata. The other half of it he bows to it, Yizgodlo, V'yishtacho, he bows to it, he prostrates himself, V'yitpalelila, he prays to it, and says, Hatzileni, save me, Ki'eli Ata, because you are my God. Yeshayahu here is laughing at the idolaters who take half a tree and use it for warmth and the other half and claim that it has divine force. Pasuk Yudchet, lo yad'u v'lo yavinu, they do not understand why. Kitach me'ot einehem me'askil libotam, their eyes are plastered from seeing, their hearts are heavy that they cannot understand. Here we're resuming a theme which we saw in Perek Vav, the idea of some people don't understand, but here in reference to the idolaters, not in reference to Am Yisrael. Pasuk Yutet continues this idea, V'lo yashive libo v'lo da'at v'lo tvuna limor, Chetzio sarafti v'moesh v'af afiti al gechalav lechem, Etzlev asar v'ochel, V'yitro l'toeva ese levul etz esgod. They don't take it to their hearts without wisdom, without understanding, saying, half of it I burnt in fire, and I baked on its coals food. I roasted meat and I ate it. The other half I made into an abomination, into a block of wood to whom I bow. People do not think about the course of action. We now move on, Pasuk 21. What is Israel supposed to do with this knowledge? Zechor ele Yaakov, v'Yisrael ki avdi ata. Yitzarticha eved liata, Yisrael lotin asheni. Israel is supposed to be aware of this course of events. Zechor ele Yaakov v'Yisrael. Mahari Kara, one of the Rishonim comments here. Ha'umot yotzrim et Elohim, k'shem sha'amar lemala, yotzer pesel kulam tohu. Ve'elohe Yisrael bara et ha'briot, sh'nemar yitzarticha eved liata, k'dei sh'tiye lo eved. So what should Israel call to heart? Zechor ele Yaakov, remember this Yaakov, and Yisrael, that you are my servant. I created you. Eved li ata, you are my servant. Yisrael lo tinasheni, Yisrael do not abandon me. You should remember that I created you. Whereas the other nations create their gods by means of the process we just described, you, Am Yisrael, ought to remember that I, God, created you, and therefore do not abandon me. Stay loyal to me. Do not forget me. Lotina sheni, do not forget me. Pasuk Kaf Bet, the very famous Pasuk 22, which is the theme of the Yom Kippur davening. Machiti cha'av psha'echa v'cha'anan chatotecha, shuva elai ki ge'alticha. I have erased like the cloud your sins, and like the cloud your iniquities. Ka'av psha'echa v'cha'anan chatotecha is a parallelism, which repeats the same idea. I've erased your sins like the cloud. Shuva ilayki ge'alticha, return to me, because I have redeemed you. And here, Rashi comments, I have erased your sins b'mitzrayim uvamidbar gam ata shuva ilay. I erased your sins when I brought you forth from Egypt. I erased your sins in the desert. So too now do I erase your sins. The idea that God is Ga'al Yisrael in every generation, that God is Mochel Ashmoteinu b'chol shana v'shana, that every year He forgives us for our sins. That's the theme of the Yom Kippur davening, of the middle bracha of the Shmoneh Esrei in Yom Kippur. And here this pasuk, which we say in Maariv before Shmoneh Esrei, and which we say also in Musaf during Shmoneh Esrei and Yom Kippur. Here this pasuk expresses that very same idea. God erases our sins in every generation. Therefore, turn to Him because He has the power to redeem us. And what is the result of this redemption? We've seen in Sefer Shmot, the result of the redemption is the Shira, the song of praise that the Jews deliver to God after the redemption. And here it is not only the Jews who are singing, but the whole world. Ranu Shamayim, Pasuk Kaf Gimel 23, Ranu Shamayim Ki Asa Hashem, Hariyu Tachtiyot Er Aretz, Pitzchu Harim Rina Yar V'chol Etzbo, Ki Ga'al Hashem Yaakov Uv'Yisrael Yitpa'ar. Rejoice, O heavens, because God has made this. Sing, you the lowest parts of the earth. Go forth, O mountains, break forth, O mountains, with joy, the forest and all the trees in it. For God has redeemed Yaakov and takes pride in Yisrael. The Radak here comments that the various parts of creation are here rejoicing. God is, the domain, the land, which is rejoicing. It is the trees which are rejoicing. It is the animals which are rejoicing. But not all human beings are rejoicing, as the Radak comments here. Ki Bavel te'eval, because Bavel will be destroyed, and therefore Bavel is not rejoicing. And that idea of Bavel as being excluded from the circle of rejoicing, Bavel as potentially being destroyed, is the theme of the last several psukim of this parak. We now move to psukim 24 to 28, which are the second unit here. And they begin also with a messenger formula, Ko Amar Hashem, Ko Amar Hashem Goelcha, Ko Amar Hashem Goalecha, V'yotzecha Mibaten, Anochi Hashem Oseh Kol, Noteh Shamayim Levadi, Roka'a Haaretz, Me'iti. Thus says Hashem, your Redeemer, your Creator from the womb. I am Hashem who does all. I've set forth the sky myself. I establish the earth alone. Pasuk 25 speaks about God as being able to overcome the Babylonian astrologers, to cause their predictions to be false. In other words, God acts outside the normal realm of predictability. Pasuk 25, Mefer otot badim v'kosmim yeholel, meshiv chachamim achor v'da'atam yisakel, who overturns the signs of the astrologers, and the magicians he will cause to be, who cause to err, badim v'kosmim yeholel, Meshiv chachamim achor v'da'atam yisakel, who causes the wise men to go backwards, and their minds he will cause to be to err. The overall idea of the pasuk is that God can cause the astrologers to err. There's a drasha on Meshiv chachamim achor v'da'atam yisakel, but the pshat of the pasuk here refers to the astrologers who claim to have the ability to predict the future. God can cause them to err. Whose word will he establish? Mekim devar avdo v'atzat malachav yashlim, who establishes the word of his servant, that refers to the Navi, and the strategy articulated by his messengers he will fulfill. Ha'omer liyushalayim tushav, ulare Yehuda tibanena, v'chorvoteha akomem, who says to Yerushalayim, you will be established, and the cities of Yehuda you shall be built, and its ruins I will establish. The idea here that God says to the Navi that he will establish Eretz Israel, he will build Eretz Israel into an established land, and that shall come to pass, even though it is totally out of the realm of predictable futures. It is not something that the astrologers could in any way have predicted, and yet God will cause it to happen. And that idea is expressed even more strongly in the coming Psukim. The Radak here comments, Ki homer li Yerushalayim shatach ha'erva shetibaneh, because he says to Yerushalayim, which was destroyed, that it should be built, Ve'omer le'Bavel shaita benuya shetecharev, and who says to Bavel, which was a well-established city, that it shall be destroyed. The idea that God can build Yerushalayim and cause Bavel, if not to be destroyed, at least to be conquered by means of Cyrus. One could not have predicted these events, and yet God can cause them to happen. The idea here that God is incomparable, that he can cause events to happen outside the realm of predictability. That idea is expressed in Pasuk Kavzayin, Ha'omer Latzula Choravi, V'naharotayich Ovish, who says to the many water courses, dry up, and your rivers I will cause to be dry. The idea of God, this is reminiscent of Kriyas Yamsuf, but the Mefarshim here understand it as referring to God causing the city of Babylon, which is located on many important rivers, the Tigris-Euphrates area, to dry up. God can cause Babel to dry up, and can cause something even more unpredictable, which is the advent of Cyrus. As we mentioned before, the advent of Cyrus was unpredicted and unpredictable. Cyrus came from an extremely weak kingdom in the northeastern corners of the Babylonian Empire, the kingdom of Anshan in the northwest corner of what's today Iran. And he was able to conquer the mighty Babylonian Empire, and that is another example of God's ability to control history. Ha'omer lechoresh ro'i, who says to Cyrus, you are my shepherd. My shepherd is a kinui, a circumlocution used in Babylonia and in Mesopotamia generally for the king. The king is the shepherd of the god. Here, God of Israel says to Cyrus, you are my shepherd, v'chol chatzi yashlim, and he will fulfill all of my desires, v'le'mor li'Yerushalayim tibaneh ve'echal tivased. And he will say to Yerushalayim, it shall be built, and the temple shall be established. No one could have predicted that Cyrus would do this. No one could have predicted that this would happen, and yet God caused it to happen. Ha'omer lechoresh ro'i v'chol chatzi yashlim, who says to Cyrus, my servant, my shepherd, and all my desires he will fulfill, saying to Yerushalayim, it shall be built, and the temple, it shall be established. The chapter, this closes the chapter. I just want to return to two key verses. The first is Pasuk 22. Machiti cha'av psha'echa v'cha'anan chatotecha shuva elai ge'alticha. I erase your sins like cloud. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. The idea that God is Israel's creator, that God is Israel's redeemer and Israel's forgiver, therefore come back and return to God. And the concluding pasuk, which expresses the idea that God can control history in a way that no person could possibly have predicted, Ha'omer lechoresh ro'i, who says to Cyrus, you are my shepherd, v'chol chatzi yashlim, and he will fulfill all my desires, v'le'mor li'Yerushalayim tibaneh, and who says to Yerushalayim, it shall be built. This is God who says to Yerushalayim, it shall be built, but it's Cyrus who fulfills God's desire. Ve'echal tivased, and the temple shall be established.